Have you taken care of the children, Trish?
Of course, dear. Pugsley is out cold, like a slain pig ready for Christmas, and Wednesday is fast asleep in her bed, snuggling her favorite doll.
Ah, wonderful. The Mary Tudor one or the Elizabeth Bartery one?
Neither. She has her Marie Antoinette doll.
Strange. I don't recall getting her such a doll.
You didn't. She made it herself just this morning.
Ah, I remember now. Her head was pried off so effortlessly. I had never felt prouder.
And have you taken care of everyone else, my dearest?
I gave Lurch the rest of the night off. Fester is out swimming in the sewers, so we won't be distracted by his night howls. And I slipped a few extra-strength sleeping pills into your mother's chalice at dinner to make sure she doesn't bother us at any point of the night.
Oh, good. She needed the sleep.
Well, cara mia, are you ready for the wonderful night ahead of us?
Mon cher, I am ravenous.
As am I.
Oh, my darling. They look absolutely magnificent bound like this.
The Wheel of Pain. Only the best for our wonderful new toy.
Could I, dear?
Go wild, my heart.
Hello, my darling little treasure. I am ecstatic that you agreed to spend the night with me and my husband. When we first saw you at Cousin It's dinner party, I have to admit, for the both of us, we just couldn't take our eyes off of you.
The way you stood, the way your body exhibited such an aura of unbounded sexual appeal. You are the very image of beauty and grace. The epitome of desire. It would be a new level of madness for us to pass up an opportunity like yourself.
But before we begin any sort of entertainment, I would still like to issue you a warning. It's what you deserve, after all. We are giving you the option to leave our home at any time that our behavior becomes overwhelming. My husband and I are connoisseurs of very abnormal interests. Some that aren't for the faint of heart.
Speaking of which, are you completely certain that you are not faint of heart? Any family history at all? Wonderful. I shall throw this first aid kit out then. It's taking up too much space and, quite frankly, harming the aesthetic.
Either way, we still give you the position to leave now. And even if you choose to stay, you have the full control to stop the scene and leave at any point that it becomes too much for you to handle. What say you? It seemed impossible for you to please us both any further than you already have. But it appears you've done so, my love, and in that deserves a reward. Would you consider yourself to be overly sensitive? You do? My dear, could you be any more perfect for us? I will start slowly. But do pardon me if my lips start to wander much faster than I am able to control. Your body is beautiful, my precious one. To have the privilege to explore it is such an honor for you to bestow upon me. I'll be sure to take good care of this wonderful gift.
savor every bit of them, my heart and soul. A beautiful gift like this does not come by very often.
Well, of course, Gomez. Miracles like this only happen once every millennium. And I plan to give this one my undivided attention. Do I have your permission to travel down a bit lower? Thank you, my dear. At the party, I imagined how you would taste, and that it would be far more delectable than any appetizer that was being served. I craved you, so do not find it a surprise with how eagerly I devour you.
Tish, you look so beautiful like this. And you're making them squirm so violently. I envy your current position, but I'm reminded that I may have some fun as well.
Please do, my darling. I'd hate to hoard such a pleasure.
Look up at me, treasured one. I know it may be hard to focus with how good my wife may be making you feel, but I want you to be fully aware of what I'm going to say and do to you. You have such soft skin, like a roll of the finest velvet, untouched and untainted by any outside force. And I will take great joy in performing that deed myself. You're mine. In this moment and in my home, you are mine. When you are in this room, you belong to me. When you are tied to this wheel, you are my property. Everything. From your skin, to your bones, to the blood that rushes in your veins to reach the pulsating flesh that lies beneath my wife's lips, belongs to me. And I want to ingrain that sentiment into your head so that you never forget it.
Remember, dear, you promised no permanent marks.
Oh, trust me, Tish. If I wanted permanent marks, I'd have brought out the red-hot pokers to brand the Adams family crest onto them. A body this magnificent deserves to be marked with something more than my stunted dagger. We, of course, won't be doing that tonight. I will only lightly graze this extravagant skin with the edge of my blade. You jolted. Doesn't feel cold. I could have sworn my pocket would have warmed it up a bit. Although, seeing your senses work against you is a very satisfying sight to see. So, I suppose I'll keep it this way. Tish? Tish, are your hands busy?
I've been using one of them to pleasure myself, my dearest. Is the other of need for assistance?
Well, as you can see, our pretty pet has their wrists bound, and I'd hate to tarnish their perfect rope marks by undoing them. Could you spare me your lovely extra hand to please me while I play with them?
Of course, mon cher. Oh, my love. I haven't seen you this excited since our last open casket affair.
What can I say? Our new little playmate must be bringing something out of me. I feel more alive than I've been in a long time.
They do seem to be leaving a very lasting impression on us.
Indeed. Please, stroke me as I look at them, my darling.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you are beautiful. Radiant. Keep reacting to my dagger grazing between your chest and down your sternum. Yes. One second. You're missing something. Here. It would really get me off more if you struggled a bit making any noise. Open wide. Good. Good. With no resistance even. You love this, don't you? I can tell.
So magnificent. Dear. They're crying.
It appears they are. Are you all right? Is this too much for you? Tell us now and we'll stop. I'll take the handkerchief out for you to speak. Keep going. Oh my. We really found the perfect gem to polish.
We really have, dear.
Well, you heard them, my love. Don't hold anything back.
With pleasure, my dearest.
Yes. Oh, your tears stain your cheeks so beautifully. You have the look of a perfect painting. What's wrong, my beloved?
It was so strange. I had felt something crawl from behind me.
From behind you?
Pardon me while I check. Oh, darling, it's just Thing.
Thing, you rascal! I thought I had you tucked away in your box for the night.
Oh, poor Thing. He felt left out of all of the fun.
Ah, I see. Maybe we can fit him into our little play session somehow. Would you be all right with that? I promise you, Thing is a master of his craft. Good with his fingers as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. You really don't mind?
You won't regret it, I promise you. Come on over, Thing. I'll hoist you up. Now, in what special place would you like Thing to put his fingers? Perhaps down here? Yes? Do you believe that you can take him? Because once I let him go, I can't control how many fingers he decides to put inside you.
Gomez, you're such a tease.
It's all out of love, my dear. Are you ready for him? All right. Thing, do your thing. Oh, the sharpness of your moans are such sweet sounds to my ears, my beloved toy. I can't help but want more of them. Tish, continue pleasing them with your mouth. I'm going to start turning the rope cogs.
Oh, Gomez. You know that's my favorite part.
Then prepare to be overwhelmed with joy, cara mia, as I tighten the restraints. Stretched out like a canvas to hold a beautiful piece of art. Do you want me to stop, or do you want more? Another turn? Then more you shall have. I can almost hear your spine starting to pop. I'm afraid that if I turn it any more, then you'll be split in two, which would make you much easier to share, but possibly most unpleasant for you. So, I'll leave you stretched out to this length.
Darling, I believe they are about to come.
Not before I do. My love, I want you to stroke me until I come, while I play with them some more.
Now, darling, what do we say when we really want something?
Now.
Good boy.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Glorious.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, cara mia.
Oh, darling. Oh, so wonderful. So dark.
Yes.
So magnificent. Oh,
fantastic.
Yes. Oh, my God.
My love.
Oh, my darling.
So
yes.
Delicious.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to come. Oh, cara mia. Yes. Yes.
Gomez. Look at the mess you've made.
The mess we made, darling. A beautiful mess. Come on, Thing. Let me take you out. Looks like Thing got what he wanted.
He looks so happy, Gomez.
He sure does. Gave it one thumb up. Let me get you down from there, little one. It's not good to sleep with your limbs outstretched like this. Collapse if you need to. You went through so much.
Indeed. Please rest, my sweet dear.
If you'd like, we've got a spare nail bed for you to lay down on.
No, Gomez. That wouldn't help.
Darn. You're right. We'll just hold you.
You were wonderful.
Absolutely radiant.
Gonna take a call on the Addams Family.